the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, after Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil were smoked out of Bhutan's cabin where they were holding the prince a prisoner, they escaped into the jungle and headed for Jim's cave. A short time later, Peter Hawkins and his son Ronnie were again made Bhutan's prisoners, while Myra Trent, who had been left at the jungle's edge, witnessed the capture. She then left immediately to the old emerald mine and told them of the danger which Ronnie and his father faced. Jim immediately left to rescue them and warned the two girls to stay together. While these events were taking place, Captain Carstairs sat in his headquarters far to the south of the Tiger Claw territory and studied the evidence brought to him by Kolu. After reading it carefully, he wirelessed for the Royal Air Force to go to the rescue of Jim and his companions. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Shanghai Lil and Myra Trent, alone in the jungle, are nearing Jim's cave.
Look here, Trent. I don't know just how to say this, but... well, I guess I was wrong about you.
Oh, it was just a misunderstanding, Mr. Veer. I know how you feel about Jungle Jim.
What do you mean by that? Jim's just a friend of mine and nothing else. Don't let your imagination work overtime.
I'm sorry. I guess that because I'm in love with Ronnie, I imagine the whole world feels the same.
Well, forget it. I haven't got time for a man in my life. You're different.
Oh, do you think that Jim will be able to rescue Ronnie and his father? Well, if anything should happen to him...
Don't worry. Jim usually does what he sets out to do. Bhutan is nearly at the end of his rope, and he knows it. Say, aren't we anywhere near that cave yet?
It must be just ahead. Yes, see, there are the rocks.
Well, let's go in. I don't like wandering around in the jungle this morning. Bhutan must have 50 men out looking for us.
Don't go over the rocks, Mr. Real. The entrance is over here.
Oh, all right.
Here it is. Look out. The entrance is low. Be careful.
I see. Say, this is quite a place.
Bhutan's men found Jim's other cave, but no one knows about this one.
Well, we might as well make ourselves comfortable. Jim may be gone for several hours.
Oh, Mr. Veal, do you really think that we'll be able to escape?
Of course we will. Don't forget, I collected enough evidence against Bhutan to hang him, and Kolu got through with it. If we can't take him alone, Carstairs will help us.
But you don't know that Kolu got through. And even if he did, it will take him several days to reach us.
Say, will you stop worrying? I've got other things to think about.
Oh, but it means so much to me. When Ronnie left me at the edge of the jungle, he said that when he came back, he wanted to talk to me.
What was that?
There's someone coming.
Get down. Be ready to shoot.
It's Jim. He's back.
This way, Jim. In the cave.
I hope I find you here. Come on, Lil. We've got work to do.
Oh, is there anything wrong? Has Bhutan done anything?
No, Myra. As far as I know, Peter Hawkins and his son are safe. And if everything goes all right, I'll have them back here with us in 2 hours' time.
What do you mean, Jim? What are you going to do?
We're going to capture Prince Bhutan, Lil. I've discovered a way.
But the camp may be surrounded by guards now.
That's what I thought, Myra. And so this time when I went back, I went up on that high bluff behind the camp instead of approaching from the jungle's edge.
Could you see the camp from there?
I saw more than that, Lil. Bhutan's got two men up there with a machine gun. And they're in a position that they can mow down anyone who approaches Bhutan's hut.
No, that's why there are no guards around.
Well, they could have shot Ronnie and his father.
It's part of Bhutan's trap. He probably thinks that we'll return. Well, we will.
What's your plan, Jim?
Well, I want Myra to stay here, just in case Hawkins and Ronnie should escape and come this way. You and I, Lil, are going up on that bluff.
And take the machine gun.
Right, Lil. Now, Myra, you wait here and keep a sharp lookout.
I will.
All right, come on, Lil. We're going to capture that machine gun.
As Jim and Lil make their way to the high bluff overlooking the camp, another scene is taking place below them.
Everything is ready, Master.
Call the men. Have the boxes placed on the horses. We will leave for China at once.
It shall be as you ask, Master.
As soon as you have issued orders, return here with 6 men and rifles. I will have something for you to do. Do you understand what is going to happen to you, Ancient One?
I ain't got nothing to say, Bhutan.
Perhaps your brilliant son understands. Since he was once one of my men, he may remember that others have faced firing squads before.
You'll hang for this, Bhutan. The British authorities know that we're here.
Perhaps, but they will never find you. And when they arrive, I will be many miles away.
Jungle Jim Bradley may have something to say about that.
Bradley will meet the same fate. Ah. My men have orders to bring him and Miss DeVril in before sundown. We will also find Miss Trent. No one will be left who can give evidence to the authorities.
If you lay a hand on Miss Trent, you'll pay for it with your life, Bhutan.
Ah, so you are interested in the young lady, are you, Tiger? It is unfortunate that Miss Trent is not here, so that you and she could die together.
I warn you, Bhutan. Jungle Jim Bradley will kill you. In spite of all your men, he'll get you and choke the life out of you.
Bradley has escaped my vengeance for the last time.
Yes, you've thought that before. Don't forget, Kolo has been gone a week. He'll be back with troops before you get away.
They will not arrive in time to save your life.
Ah, you're a coward, Bhutan. But you didn't run away soon enough.
I'll teach you to keep a civil tongue in your head.
If my hands were free, you'd never strike my father.
I am master here.
You're a dirty coward, Prince Bhutan.
Master, the men are here.
Good. Bring the Ancient One and the Tiger outside.
At once, master.
Keep your dirty hands off me.
Father, it won't do any good to struggle now. Wait.
Bring them out.
Very well. Come with me.
It looks bad, Ronnie, boy. Unless Jim and Mr. Beale can help us, we're goners.
It does look bad, Father. But we mustn't give up hope yet.
Right you are, boy. Bhutan may be trying just to scare us.
Come, prisoners. The master awaits.
Daharat, why have you not bring the prisoners?
They come, master.
Now, come along, Ancient One. You and your son shall know the penalty of opposing the tiger's claw. You will stand against the wall of your prison hut.
I'd like to get my hands on you.
Silence! Line up men and keep them covered. Now, what do you say, Ancient One?
Nothing, Bhutan. You know what I think of you.
I see. And you, Tiger? Perhaps you have some last word.
We're not afraid to die, Bhutan.
Ah, how brave. So that is all. Perhaps you would like to say goodbye to your father.
Goodbye, Father. I'm glad you found me. But I'm sorry you had to get into all this.
It's all right, son. Go ahead, Bhutan. Kill us if you're going to. I found my son, and I found him to be a man I'm proud of. That's something a rat like you will never understand.
Yes. If that is all you have to say, I bid you goodbye, Ancient One. Since you are the oldest, you will be the first to go.
Goodbye, Johnny boy.
Aim for the old
Goodbye,
one.
Father. Goodbye.
Ready. Aim.
At the same time that this scene has been going on within the camp, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil were creeping close to the sentries on the bluff.
Keep down, Lil. We're getting close.
Jim, I heard someone moving above us.
Yeah. There's two of them, Lil. Now, you take one and I'll take the other. And remember, don't shoot unless you have to. We don't want to attract the attention of anyone in the camp below us. Now, let's try and get a little closer before we rush them.
Wait, Jim, I see them.
Yeah.
Look. They're standing together watching something.
That's not so good, Lil.
What?
If they were separated, we could each take one of them.
It's all right this way. They're off guard now.
Perhaps. Well, we may be able to get a little nearer. Come on, Lil.
If they should ever turn around, they'd see us now.
Now, listen, Lil. We've got to capture them. You cover the one on the left. I'll take care of the other one.
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go.
Drop your hands.
Take back. Oh, look out for the other one.
I'll get him. Don't worry. I'll get him.
Jim, look out. You go over the cliff.
couldn't hold him, Lil. He's gone.
Look, Jim. He fell all the way to the bottom. He's dead.
No, I don't think so, Lil. He's just knocked out, probably. He didn't fall. He rolled. Come on. We've got to take care of this other one.
Well, you certainly gave him a bump on the head that he won't forget for a while.
Well, I hope not. Well, I've got this rope, Lil. We'll tie this one up now.
I'll tie his hands. You take care of his feet.
All right. Well, that's it. And be sure the knot's tied tight.
Sure.
No, I've got a hunch we're not going to have much time to watch him in a few minutes.
There. That'll hold him.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, like, get this one here. There. Now, that's good, Lil. Now, let's take a look at this machine gun.
Just look, Jim, the thing is placed so that it sweeps the whole camp.
Yeah.
No wonder Bhutan didn't have guards around.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Well, let me check this gun first, and then we'll have a look around. Well, look at that, will you, Lil? Well, it's all ready for action, all right. And look, there's plenty of ammunition here, too.
Look, Jim, the camp's deserted. There isn't a soul around. I wonder what these men were watching.
Someone probably went into one of the huts.
I'd like to see Bhutan walk out into the open.
Lil, there's someone. Look, back by the native huts on the side.
You're right, Jim. Six of them, and they're all armed.
Let's see where they're going. Maybe another searching party starting out.
They're going toward Bhutan's hut.
Lil, Bhutan's probably sending you into the jungle to look for us. That means there'll be six less men in the camp.
It's our chance.
We'll wait until they leave. Then I'll leave you here with a machine gun and go down and attract Bhutan's attention so we'll come outside.
And will he have the surprise of his life? Jim, somehow I feel that we're going to be successful,
Lil,
this time.
There's somebody outside the hut again.
It's Bhutan. Jim, there's something going on down there. Look, he just dashed back into the hut.
There's three other men outside now. Wait, they've got somebody.
Can't see who it is with them all crowded around
like
that.
There's 8 or 9 of them now. Lil, it's Hawkins and his son Ronnie they've got.
I can see them now. Bhutan must be going to put them back in the prison hut. See, they're going toward it now.
Lil, he's playing right into our hands.
What do you mean?
Well, it'll be better if Peter Hawkins and his son are out of the way when we start using this machine gun. If Bhutan had them with him, why, he could use them as a shield.
But, Jim, they're not going into the hut.
No, he's lined them up against the side.
And his men are stepping back. What does it mean?
If it's what I think it is, we've got our job cut out for us, Lil. Wait, wait till I move this gun and get it ready for action.
Quick, Jim, get ready. It's a firing squad. Bhutan's going to kill Hawkins and his son.
That's what I was afraid of, Lil. I'm ready. We'll wait until they start to raise their guns.
Bhutan's talking to them now. Jim, how could he do such a thing?
Oh, don't worry, Lil. He won't get away with it.
Jim, get ready. Bhutan's stepping back.
I'm all set.
The men are raising their guns. Jim, they're going to shoot.
Get back, Lil. I'm going to let him have it.
Hawkins and his son Ronnie safe? Will Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil be able to rescue them and capture Bhutan? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, Jigs and Maggie, Gags and Gals, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, the Little King, and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.